Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from The Interrupters, and you're listening to The Scott Show with Beefy. Pick it up!
Pick it up!
Hey, you! Don't watch that! Watch this! This is the heavy, heavy monster sound! The nuttiest sound around! One step beyond!
When the power's in our hands, it's called the future's not what it used to be. It's our world now, it's our land, man. It's time for us to build it for ourselves. Ain't no one gonna look out for us now. We need to get back and rise up, that's the only key. When that's how it's been a vibing, and you know the world has a different face. Sing amazing grace. One of these on the night take flight as the beat right like I'm scratching now. With you and I, we the world's so bright. In this forgotten little part of town, with laughter, they see you in the traffic war. The stars as deep as night does. Throwing shapes around parking meters to a door back, jumpers and blowers. Singing fire, far harmonies, and jumping over fire while others go to sleep. With these CDs, my playground in a myself within these streets. Singing out, oh, oh, the future's not what it used to be. So in the last one, I'll be turning off the light. Turn off the light. Oh, oh, the future's not what it used to be. So in the last one, I'll be turning off the light. Turn off the light. Of the lads who wanna sign up for the army. They say he's wanna go up to be a G. If I'm trying to be like that, they're sparky.
while I'm on a round 360, like a top chasing his tail. All the school girls just like a good girl, working just like a good girl. Say that, whoa, oh, the future's not what it used to be. So in the last one, I'll be turn off the light, turn off the light. Whoa, oh, the future's not what it used to be. So in the last one, I'll be turn off the light, turn off the light. Afghanistan, I'm a power of the top, I'm a power of the land. You can be my tyranny, I'll be that you got be a leader. Be the same, I'm gonna stick, and I'm a power of the land. No, you will not see just you will not be channel. Keep lying about that, you will not see you. Just the way we're living now, we will never give in. This is what's giving to them now. Never will you give in, never war of a God. Never war of a God, war of a land. Never war of a God, never war, never war, never war of a love. War of a witch God, worship of a person. Never war.
It's your if it's your life. You got one chance, fight for it, it's worth it. Don't you know, they're talking about a revolution. Sounds like a whisper. Don't you know, they're talking about a revolution. If you know this one, let me hear you sing it. Well, I'm gonna dance like nobody's watching. I'm gonna sing like no one's listening. I'm gonna kiss you like we're moving on. Cause this world is ours. We don't have no part to have. Twice the speed of lightning I travel. Through the universe I will run. To write your name in the stars. Cause our truth can't last forever. Music can bring the world together. I've got a life, man, I will use it. So they lay me down to rest. Set this party in the supermarket. Move to the rhythm of my heartbeat. I take my time out of my neck. I wear it tight around my head. Cause I've got love. I've got so much love. Love in my heart. And it's feeling I can't let it go. So I've got love. I've got so much love. Love in my heart. And it's feeling I can't let it go. Well, my knees crumble as I pass. This life's too beautiful to last. I feel the spirit rise inside me. Something's happening in the air. With my feet back on the ground. My head up in the cloud. We are one people. We are equal. You are wonderful and rare. And I've got love. I've got so much love. Love in my heart. And this feeling I can't let it go. So I've got love. So much love, love in my heart, and this feeling I can't live. Manchester, let me see your hands in the air. People at the back, put your hands in the air.
Did it stay?
Death. I fight this fight to my last breath. Fight the fight on borders of death. Yeah, but closer than the brain. We only got one life, let's use it. You can't stop the movement. So show that you can walk that way. You can rise it on my way. I got love, I got so much love. Love in my heart. And this feeling I can't let. Let me sing in Manchester. I got love. I've got so much love, love in my heart, and this feeling I can't let go. Whoa, whoa, one people, so I've got love. I've got so much love, love in my heart, and this feeling I can't let it go. Yeah, I've got love. I've got so much love, love in my heart, and this feeling I can't let it go.
How good is that? That is the King Blues, all the way from London, England. We don't get to play them much over in Australia, but they are absolutely awesome. Hey, it's Thursday. It's Thursday afternoon. It's 2 till 4. That can only mean one thing. Yes! 2 hours of the best ska tunes from all over the planet with me, the Beefy, the Beef Man. Oh, Big LeBeouf, if you're in France. Yep, Thursday afternoon has never sounded so good on Southern FM. It's a beautiful autumn day here in Melbourne town. And wherever you are listening, wherever in the world you have joined us, thank you, thank you, thank you. I do appreciate it. Right, get your skanking shoes on, because Thursday afternoon, and it's a very special ska show with Beefy on Southern FM today, because I've got Wes and Sky from the Cujo Kings in the studio with me to talk all things Cujo Kings, all things new album. It would help if I turned you on. It really does make a difference when you have microphones on in the studio. Otherwise, I just talk to myself.
That's all right. What we said was just then was complete nonsense. So I think everyone's happy they missed it.
So yeah, Wes and Sky in this studio. So yeah, I'll reintroduce them because you couldn't hear them the first time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
No worries. So new album, gig Saturday night to launch the new album.
Yes.
What can you tell us about it?
About the album?
About anything in life,
about
generally.
Anything. Well, yeah. Well, it's just very exciting, isn't it?
It's a pretty exciting album.
It's got some rapping on there, which we haven't
really
delved into before.
Two raps, in fact.
Oh. Well, we just heard the King Blues. He's a master at bringing the rap into the ska side of things.
Yeah, I'd say ours is at least 5% the rap that
that was. At least. Beautiful.
So, yeah, that was a...
Did you draw any inspiration from any previous ska rappers?
No, not really. I think our style was a bit more Australian hip-hop.
Really?
Maybe taking the P155 of Australian hip-hop a little bit, but
okay.
A lot of what we do is mockery, so that's all right. Hopefully some people get a laugh out of it.
I hope so. Now, I know you used to do a lot of Disney numbers.
Yes, we did.
Are you still kind of weaving that into the magic?
Well, if we played Disney songs as often as we were requested to play Disney songs,
yeah,
we'd hardly be a ska band, really.
We'd be a Disney cover band.
Well, Suburban Legends obviously are basically a Disney cover band.
We could never live up to that level, I don't think, so we'll let them do it.
Years ago, I saw him in a pub in Norwich, of all places, in front of about 20 people.
Oh, wow.
Pretty phenomenal. It was like on a Tuesday night. It was very, very funny.
So how did those 20 people enjoy Under the Sea?
It was brilliant. What a night. It was awesome. And they also played with, I think they were called the Average Man Band, which are two blokes from Real Big Fish.
They
weren't really a ska band. Like, they had a bit of piano happening and...
okay, but so it was a bit average, really.
Very average. And manly. yeah, so obviously this new album being launched, how long has it taken to get from... Well, zero to now.
Probably 9.5 years.
Yep.
9.5 years. That's not bad for your first album. They always say the first one's the hardest.
It has been a little bit hard. But hopefully the hard work has paid off. I think it has. It's an album I'm proud of.
Well, that's the most important thing.
So, yeah, everyone listening out there, I don't really care what you think.
No, that's exactly right. And, well, it's your masterpiece. The most important thing, isn't it? As long as you guys are proud of it.
Yeah.
You know, if it translates to commercial success, so be it. That's a byproduct and a positive byproduct.
Yeah.
And if it gets you on the way to album number two, then it can only be a good thing.
We're already thinking about it.
Well, it's a slippery slope.
No, it can't. Not a slippery slope for me. Surely it's upwards.
Yeah, you got your first one and then 2, 3, 4, 5. Albums galore.
a slippery slope down to success,
yeah,
is it?
Down to success.
Well, I guess so. Now, has there been any kind of inspiration behind this? Well, we're not going to call it a different sound, but even though there is 5% rapping on there.
Yeah.
Is there anything that kind of inspired you to kind of, or a change of direction a little bit?
That's a good question.
I'm a professional.
Yeah. I'd say maybe we've taken the silliness down maybe half a notch.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
There's a couple of songs there that you might actually take seriously. So I'd say that's a definite change of direction.
Wow.
For us.
So it's called, what's it called? Tell me.
So the album's called Royal Danger.
Royal Danger, yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's because the last EP was Regal Riot.
Regal Riot. Oh. So
is there a theme?
Well... We spent so many nights crying because we couldn't come up with a name. So we thought, the last one worked so well.
Yeah, let's just play on that.
Pretty much. That's pretty much it. Royal, we're the Cujo Kings.
Yep.
Danger, we like to live dangerously.
I'm loving it. Yep. So what can we play off this? Because you have furnished me with a preview copy of this. Party in the AM would the number one track, is that the lead off hit?
A very good place to start.
All right, let's start there then. Let's get listening to the Cujo Kings. Brand newy. This is the number one track off the new album. This is called Party in the AM.
Thank you. we'll be gone by noon. We welcome you. Smoking reefer, you don't need beer. Ah, but what the heck? How bad can it get? This baby's gonna
is Madness with more royalty-themed Tunes, or Tune. That's The Prince by Madness. I think that was their first ever single, by the way. We are Gut Sky and Wares from the Cujo Kings, and we've just played the number one track off their brand new album. It's Party in the AM. And we're probably going to go through bits and pieces of this album and just... Is this an Australian premiere, by the way? Can I claim this?
You absolutely can.
Oh, wow. We love Australian premieres on the Scar Show with Beefy. Southern FM never have it so good. You realise this. I bring in world premieres for lots of bands that don't even realise they're on the radio. We had we played a band from Chepstow in South Wales last week called King's Alias. And the guy emailed me, goes, how the hell did you get one of our tunes? Because they're literally brand new. They've only got one song out. And he was just blown away. And their Facebook has gone crazy. And they're all trying to listen to the Scar Show with Beefy. For no reason at all. And it was only because we play another band called Codename Colin, who you may have heard of, another English band. And this band supported them. It was their first ever, basically, gig. And the guy from Codename Colin sent us. He goes, Beefy, you might like this. And that was that. So we do things like that. It was very weird. But Australian premieres, we love them. Right. Now, I see this, it says Bass Fish, but it's not. I'm guessing it's Bass Fish.
Yeah, it is Bass Fish.
Yeah.
It's an easily misread title there. But
yep.
As soon as the song gets underway and you hear Bass Fish repeated over and over again, it can't be mistaken from there,
cool.
I suppose.
But don't be misled. It's got some pretty good bass.
As well?
As well.
Nice. Like it.
Yeah, we got him to turn his peg down and get some extra low notes.
A bit of Spinal Tap, turn it up to 11.
Yeah, turn it up
bass.
To 11 and,
yeah.
And
drop it down.
And drop those bass notes as low as you can.
The inspiration behind Bass Fish, anything?
Well, actually, it was a song written by our old drummer, Huey, after an idea that was floated in the sea.
Nice, like it.
By our old bassist, Josh. And then I think I might have come up with a horn line somewhere, and I'm sure some other people chipped in. We got a rap in there somewhere, and we actually got also at the bookends of the song a contribution by a wall singing fish. So really, it's a collaborative piece.
Nice.
This one.
Loving this. Oh well, I mean, now I'm intrigued. All right, let's hear. This is the number two song of the brand new Cujo Kings album, which is going to be launched Saturday night at the Evelyn Hotel. Tickets still available. Please get there. Please support these local legends. This is it. This is number two song, Bass Fish.
By the record company, they said, boy, we're gonna make you a bass fish celebrity, and all around the world we'll see you on TV. They gave me the soggy papers and I signed up quickly, say goodbye to all my friends and all my family. Hopped inside the car, knew I'd be a star. All the money that I needed was contained in the offer. I was totally in shock. I thought I'd be a star. An advertisement on TV is not what I'd signed up for. I tried to swim away, but before too long, I was packaged up and destined to forever sing that song.
I'd be a bass fish celebrity, but I was just one of the 100 chipped around the country. Sold out to the world by the record company. You don't wanna be a bass fish like me.
2 pints of booze. Tell me all.
me, so this is what I'll do. I'll fall into the water and I'll swim down the drain. Find those record company fish that put me through this pain. I'll box them up as limited edition singing fish that'll end up in the home of some large family that is rich. Those kids will press the red button until their time has come, and those fish will never forget the injustice that was done. Australia.
Show. every store.
The power to make sure, but the bathroom of my room was bigger than my bedroom floor. They could have sung our fun, so we invited all of Essex fans.
Like $2 starter and some body fuck to Lost Wales.
Drank too much,
lots of shit,
and took some herbal ecstasy. The quiz were called to Maccas to control all of your shit talking. Oh, how much fun we were showing. Tune in with Davis, mates, to get into their home. This week was surely going to be the decline of our health and sanity. For 3 hours after Friday at the water slide.
Body super cheap, we use like London, but as our life.
Showing bumbery,
what's crazy?
Men more ways than one. The punters, the locals, the best, but not the hot librarian.
The very thing
before us was blank. Joshy, hardcore shit.
Buses, the spice, and people off the jazz in the cycle pit.
Lucky for us,
the stars are
going to keep going mad.
They
didn't even run with pictures and sing out with song gangsters. It probably didn't help that the manager then your class out on his back. With what was laying next to him, we never got paid for playing that evening. A big show.
I know.
Hang with mates and play some NIETE and BO.
I know.
Give a drink some beer, go waterside, then play a big show.
I know.
Hang with mates and play some NIETE and BO.
I know.
Give a drink some beer, go waterside, and play a big show.
Chris Duke and the Royals, as we continue our journey. I'm not going to even speak French anymore. I've tried it once already. Sojourn, I was going to say, by the way, just in case you didn't know. Sojourn through royalty-themed music, whether it's the Cujo Kings, whether it's Madness with the Prince, the Strange Tenants doing When Scar Was King. See, I fitted that in there. And then there's Chris Duke and the Royals with Music and Maniacs, who, as you were going to tell me, they're playing on Saturday night with you guys.
Yes.
They are, our brothers and sister from Sydney.
Yes. Now, obviously, in previous gigs that I've seen you guys, you've done the kind of the Aladdin tunes.
Yes.
And Chris Duke and the Royals, he's done
the Lion King.
Lion King, that's right, yes.
Yeah, we did. We've always meant to tee up a national tour doing those two side by side, but
Disney said no.
Yeah, Disney said
no. Yeah, I thought they would have.
They were quick on the phone.
Yeah, very concerned about their royalties.
Yeah, no, we don't. We're not known for paying royalties.
I don't think anyone is anymore, are they?
No.
Well, if the streaming services aren't paying the band's royalties, why should you boys play girls as well? Pay royalties to other people. Just not fair, is it? It's just not fair.
Not fair. Oh, well, we'll just have to play our own songs this Saturday night, I suppose.
Oh, bugger.
Damn.
We do, you know, obviously in the second hour of this show, we always kick off with a lot of covers. Mm-hmm. Songs you wouldn't expect to hear. It's going to be the same this week. Like, we play a bit of Bieber. We play some ELO stuff, some Britney Spears. But how they should have been done in the first place. You know, with a ska undertone. You know, some versions of that. So, apart from the Aladdin stuff, you guys whacking in any covers nowadays?
Not lately.
Not lately.
Not lately. We kind of agree on that cover song that we
right
that we just have to do. It's I think we're putting too much pressure on it.
Yeah.
That a ska cover just has to be brilliant. But really,
it's very true.
Really, any song can be a ska song.
My old favorite was the Centerfold.
Oh yeah. Yes.
Angel as a centerfold. Yes, nice. that went well.
Well, I mean, you have to change it to Hatondo Holmes nowadays, if you watch TV at all. No, they've changed. They've used centerfold as their ad. Now, how a Holmes company can, you know, rejig a song about, you know, porn star, then who knows?
Anything's possible these days.
Everyone seems to be jumping on the Africa bandwagon right now as well.
Mm. Well, we actually got on the You Can Call Me Al.
Oh, nice. Like that.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah. One day maybe I'll learn all of the verses and maybe Tom will be able to play that bass solo. Maybe one day.
Well, we'll watch out for that. Mm. That might be on the next album, on that Slippery Slope to success. I love that. Now, talking of the new album, what are we going to play? What do you recommend?
What are you in the mood for, Beefy? It's a bit of a variety show on there. There's the...
I'm from Wales, right? And I've just noticed there's a song called Dragon Cool.
Oh, yes.
Ooh, oh, good reaction. Good reaction. Good reaction.
It's a pretty cool number, that one.
Yeah.
It's
a cool one.
Yeah, it's cool.
Oh, yes.
Cool.
That's the other one where we've slipped in the rap just to...
Nice. Like it.
Keep your attention. Yeah. But yeah, it's a really cool number. Our bassist actually wrote that. Our ex-bassist wrote it.
Ex-bassist. Yes. He's not claiming the royalties then. It's gone.
Well, I don't care what he's saying. We're not paying him. No, he's a very good friend of ours, and he actually performs the rap on the recording.
Nice. Yes. Okay.
So yeah, I'm sure we did have his blessing.
Yep.
He wrote it about I guess smoking and smoking culture, and he liked to think of it as dragons getting together and, you know, causing a bit of a ruckus in groups.
Beautiful. I've got to point out, there is a song on here called Clean Underwear, Fresh Tupperware as well, which I'm very intrigued about. But in the meantime, let's hear Dragon Cool. This is the Cujo Kings off their new album, Royal Danger.
Slowly, everyone starts to notice. happy ones are the ones who are the smokiest. Dragon cool, join in the hype, just gather what burns and light the pipe. But I'm lazy, I don't wanna bother. Why would I grow when I can buy it for a dollar? More and more people become dragon cool. They fly around destroying towns and killing them.
The colonel with his wee beady eyes and that smug look on his face. Oh, you're gonna buy my chicken. Oh. Your face from my man again, erase. Whoa, you're gonna buy my chicken today. Well, Ronald was no match. No chickens did he hatch. Just ugly, fatty, sloppy bits of cow. And the hard and hungry jacks. Well, I'd rather eat a yak. And a piece of sloppy crap passed through my mouth. So how can this man rise above the clan to create a billion-dollar franchisee? The truth can't be told by the chickens that he sold and the guts who crave his chicken fortnightly. So Colonel, what's the secret? Your beady little eyes leave us no disguise. Whoa, you're gonna buy my chicken. Colonel, show us your recipe with that smug look on your face. From my mind, I gotta race.
Percent fat. Not sure if the colonel is really royalty. I might have broken the streak there, Wes.
That's all right. I'll pay it.
It's a bloody good tune, though.
I love those
bloody
guys.
Good tune. That. And you were telling me earlier that they nearly reformed for a gig a couple of weeks ago.
Very, very, very nearly.
We need to keep putting a bit more pressure on them, I reckon. They do a great version of Holy Grail as well.
Oh, really?
Hunters and Collectors. Yes, they do. So I'm all over the covers. I'm all about the covers.
Yeah. They did a good version of Australian Crawl.
Oh.
The Boys Light Up.
Oh.
There's another one.
Well, I might have to get my hands on that one.
Yeah.
Well, we're coming to the end of the hour. Tell us, Saturday night.
Saturday night from 8 o'clock.
Yes.
All your favourites will be there. Us, and there'll also be some others, but that's all right. Chris Duke and the Royals.
Yes. Chris Duke and the Royals.
The Furrows.
Yep.
Backyard Mafia.
Sounds intriguing, the old Backyard Mafia.
Yeah. Well, I guess you'll just have to
come along.
And
We'll be there, definitely. But we official launch of the new album. Official launch. Official. Apart from, obviously, today's show, which goes without saying. Royal Danger. You're going to play it all the way through? Or not? Just selected tunes.
Just selected tunes.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the next one may as well be one of them. Hey, Sky.
Hey.
So, yeah, we'll work out the set list on the night, I suppose.
Yeah, well, that's what you normally do.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's really looking forward to it. We're going to dress up.
Ooh.
We haven't done that for a while now.
Nice.
We've become a little bit more tame in our old age, but
yeah,
a bit more boring.
We've gone back to the costume box for this one.
Beautiful. Very interesting. Right, it's at the Evelyn Hotel, Brunswick Street, 351 Brunswick Street, Fitzroy. It's a great venue, fantastic venue, good beers, craft beers on tap. Mm. It's going to cost you a pint and a bit to get in.
That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, that's all it is, just one less pint, and it's, you know, better for you, basically. But you get to see four great bands. Saturday from 8 p.m. Tickets on the door at the Evelyn Hotel. Go and see Backyard Mafia. Who else we got? We've got the Furrows, Chris Duke and the Royals coming down from Sydney, and the Cujo Kings launching Royal Danger. We've played quite a few tracks off it today, and it is already one of my favourites. I can tell you that right now. We're going to go to the news with, well, I'll just mention it very briefly. It's called Clean Underwear, Fresh Tupperware. Try fitting that into a tune, and we're going to hear that. Stay tuned, because after the news, we've got the normal cover section. I'll probably play some punk rock, some mod stuff, whatever I fancy, to get you one step closer to the weekend, because it is going to be an awesome, awesome weekend. There's a Grand Prix. There is Rugby Union. I think Rugby League kicks off this weekend. But, more importantly, the Cujo Kings are going to be playing Saturday night.
There's a Scar Show.
That's right. There's a Scar Show in town. We might play that bit later as well. Real Big Fish, new album, The Scar Show. Anyway, where's Sky? Thanks for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure. I'm glad you could come in this Thursday afternoon and share your kind of your new baby.
Thanks for having us, Beefy. And, yeah, have a good afternoon, Scar fans.
Definitely. Keep skanking in your car. This is Clean Underwear, Fresh Tupperware.
landlords, weekly shopping that I can't afford. I cannot wait, this new life could be great. I pay my way, living with mom and dad. Odds every day, living with mom and dad. Clean underwear, fresh Tupperware, living with mom and
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.